Blog Talk Radio.
Faith and not in fear, oh God. And we thank you for that. We thank you, God, that your light shine in us in such a way, God, that men see our good work, that you in heaven is glorified, oh God, in and through our lives. And we bless you today. We give you thanks and give you praise, oh God. Continue to have your way in us, Holy Spirit. Do what we can't do, oh God. Go beyond man's ability and get all the glory. And we bless you today, Holy Spirit. And we give you thanks now. Yes, God.
One of my favorite songs.
Miracle.
Today, we just thank you, God. We thank you for our neighbors today, oh God. We thank you for the
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Say it with me. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Hallelujah. A way maker, a miracle worker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. That is who Jesus is. He is awesome. He's a wonder in my soul. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to Jabez Radio 1. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Trippett. I'm joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. Jabez Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ himself, to save you, to heal you, and to deliver you. But most importantly, we want you to be set free. And who the Son set free is free indeed. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm just glad about what God is doing, how he's just performing miracles, signs, and wonders. He is the same God yesterday, today, forevermore, and he changeth not. I just thank and praise God for just allowing me to be in the land of the living. How many are you glad about being alive, being in your right mind? And as the old women would stand and testify, with the activity and use of your limbs, amen? Because Jesus Christ, he is the way, the truth, and the life. And there's none like Jesus in all the earth, and beside him there is none other. It's in Jesus Christ that we live, move, and have our being, amen? It's nobody like him, no, not one. I am just elated about what God has done in my family's life, in my mother's life, and what he's doing now in the lives of the believers. Amen. We're talking today about miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift your name on high. We ask that, Father God, you will come in right now and forgive us of our sins. Everyone that listens to this broadcast, under the sound of my voice, that, Father God, that you will heal their land, that you will forgive them of their sins, Father God, and that they would seek your face, humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, and they would hear from heaven, and you would heal their land, and they can see and experience and encounter the miracles, the signs, and the wonders. Amen. And we ask in Jesus' mighty name. Miracles, signs, and wonders. There's so many miracles that Jesus is performing today. We see today we living in this perilous time with COVID-19. A lot of people have died. And when we look at, when we talk about miracles and signs and wonders, we need to first understand what is a miracle. A miracle is a supernatural intervention that can only be done by God. Amen. Amen. And he gives us power himself to see these, allow these miracles to come forth, these signs and these wonders through the power of the Holy Ghost. But it's in him, Jesus Christ, that he endues us with power from on high. After we've repented of our sins, we've been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and been filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues, he says, wait until you be endued with power from on high. Once you receive that power, you will be able to see miracles, signs, and wonders through Jesus Christ himself. Let's go to our scripture today, Matthew chapter 10, where Jesus is giving instructions to the disciples. Matthew chapter 10. In this time that we're living in right now, with the COVID-19, we see people have died, but there have been some recovery. Amen. I know of one. What about you? Woman was diagnosed with the COVID-19, tested positive. She has recovered by the grace of God. Hallelujah. And has gone back to work. Miracle, signs and wonders. She came and asked for prayer, and the prayers of the righteous availeth much. We want to make sure that when we're interceding on behalf of others, that we are right, amen, that we are clean, that we are pure, because Jesus' word says, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Let's look at chapter 10, verse 1 of St. Matthew. And when he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. In the 8th verse, it reads, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils. Freely ye have received, freely give. Amen. Another testimony of his miracles, his signs, and his wonders. My mother was on her deathbed. She almost left this world. But God, she went from her deathbed to her sick bed, from her sick bed to a wheelchair, from a wheelchair to a walker, from a walker to a cane, from a cane to walking on her own. Now she's walking 2 miles a day. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for miracles, signs, and wonders. She walked 5 miles a day prior to her being sick. And now, by the grace of God, that was in, January? Late January. And now she is in June walking 2 miles a day and increasing her mileage and getting better day by day. is nothing but the blood of Jesus. And I thank and praise God for my mother. She just tuned in. Hi, Mom. Praise the Lord. Just sharing the testimony of how God brought you out. He brought you through with miracles after miracles after miracles after miracles, signs and wonders, because he is a good God. He is a just God. And he just asks us to come unto him. He says, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, he says, and I will give you rest. I will give you rest for your soul. And we're talking about the miracles of Jesus and how he instructed his 12 disciples in Matthew chapter 10 that he gave them. He told them, he says, I'm giving you power against unclean spirits. He said, you can cast them out. You will be able to heal all manner of sickness. He said, and all manner of diseases. And there was a man who had a son. And the man had taken his son, who was a lunatic, to the disciples. But the disciples could not cast the demon out of the young boy. So he took the young man to see Jesus. And Jesus says, the man told Jesus, he says, I took him to your disciples. How come they couldn't cast him out, this demon out? Well, the disciples had asked Jesus, pardon me, the disciples asked Jesus, why can't we do it? Why couldn't we do it? After the man took his son to Jesus and Jesus casted the demon out, the disciples came to Jesus and asked Jesus, well, why couldn't we cast him out, that demon out? And he told them in Matthew 17:17, he says, then Jesus answered and said, oh, faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And then verse 19 of Matthew 17 reads, then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could not we cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, because of your unbelief. That's why. He said, because of your unbelief. You have to believe God. You have to believe in the true and living God. You have to believe that God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And if he gave them power, and he gives you power to against unclean spirits, to lay hands on the sick, he said, to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease, you got to believe it. And the disciples, we find, did not believe enough. And Jesus said, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. He says, if you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, nothing. This is Matthew, the 17th chapter and the 20th verse. He says, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. Nothing shall be impossible. If only we believe. We have to believe God. And we remember the miracle that Jesus performed when he turned water into wine at the wedding. And Jesus' mother, Mary, came to Jesus or went to Jesus and said, there's no more wine. And he asked her, he says, why are you involving me? He says, my hour, my time is not yet come. She understood who he was, who he is. He was the Son of Man. He was Jesus. She knew he had power. Her only her son, Jesus Christ. And she told the cupbearers, do whatever he tells you to do. Because she recognized who her son was. My God. She recognized who he had, how he could turn that wall into wine. She recognized the power that was in him, even though he was her son. Every miracle that we read in the Bible, every miracle that you've encountered in your personal life, miracles, signs, and wonders, you had to ask for it. You have to come to the Lord. You have to seek. Everybody went to God asking him for a miracle. The woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years, she was reaching out to him, and then she just touched the hem of his garment. See, you got to want to be whole. You got to want to be well. You got to want to receive your miracle. You have to want to receive whatever it is that you need from God. Jesus went from city to city. He laid hands on the sick, and the sick recovered. He healed all the lepers and even raised the dead. But everyone that needed a physician, they needed Jesus. They needed to be well. They were sick. They needed a physician, and they knew his name was Jesus Christ. And they came to Jesus just as they were. They bowed down and kneeled down at his feet and asked for that miracle. We have to acknowledge the power that's in us that God has given us, and we have to ask God to help thou our unbelief, because it is by a grace that we are saved. Because it's through Jesus Christ, when he died and he shed his blood on Calvary for us, he gave us that power that we can have everlasting life and have power while we're living, where we can have that same power that he has. He told us we would do greater works, greater than works than he would do, because he has given us authority through repentance and baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. He wants us to come to him, to cry out to him, to ask him, and he'll do it. Miracles, signs, and wonders. That's what we're seeing, and he's been doing them for years and years, over and over and over again. A 68-year-old Lagos, Nigerian woman and her husband, 77. He's 77. She's 68. Twins in April of this year through in vitro fertilization. Four times she was had in vitro fertilization before she conceived with twins. And she had a C-section in April of this year, just a few months ago. And when they interviewed her, the news media interviewed her, she said she had believed God. She didn't give up on the promises of God. His promises and all of his promises are yea and amen. We say we believe God, but really, do we believe him? Even in our old age, do you still believe God? Would you believe God? God, he doesn't change. If he did it for Sarah, he'll do it for you. Sarah was 90. There was an Indian woman who gave birth last year to twins, 78 years old, in vitro fertilization. This year, 68-year-old. And her 77-year-old husband said, when they asked him, well, what about, because they have, I believe, a son and a daughter, a twin son and daughter. What would you have for your son. He says, well, when I'm in my 80s, or he says 80-something, he says, he'll know what I'll have for him. See, because they believe God. That was a miracle. Four in vitro fertilizations. Not the second time, not the third time, but the fourth time. 68. Doing great. Nobody but Jesus. Miracles, signs, and wonders. We must believe God because he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If we seek the Lord while he may be found, call on him while he is near. He'll answer. He'll hear your prayer. But we must ask God to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because we do know what? The prayers of the righteous availeth much. Availeth much. So we want to ask God to create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit, that we may not sin against him, that we may be able to act whatsoever in faith, believing, and have that faith knowing that nothing is impossible unto us. Amen? Nothing. Amen. That's the kind of God we serve. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. While so many other people are going through in the land, we have to believe God that everything is going to be all right. Police brutality going on. We have to ask God to help us and to give us love, to help us fight the good fight of faith, to put on the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil, and that we can quench the fiery darts of the devil. If we walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh in this earth, we will see continuous, even in these perilous times, miracles, signs, and wonders. We have to pray and fast. Amen. Jesus also told his disciples when they came up to him and said, well, why couldn't we cast them out? He said, because of your unbelief. He said, but this kind cometh. Oh, he says, this kind goeth not. But, he says, out. He says, it goeth out not, but by prayer and fast. That's Matthew's same chapter, 17 and 21. Howbeit, this kind goeth not out, but by prayer and fasting. So we have to pray is an expression that people say. We have to pray to stay. And if we don't fast, we're not going to lay. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, Jesus Christ said, and everything else will be added unto us. Police brutality is going on all over. Pray for the police. Pray for the government. Pray for the National Guard. Pray for the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser. Lord God, bless her and keep her, and cover all the leaders with the blood of Jesus. Give them, Father, allow them to acknowledge you in all of their ways, and you will direct their path in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be peace, Father God, in the earth. Let there be peace. Peace be still in the name of Jesus Christ. Even through it all, God will still give you favor. Police brutality going on. I'm going to tell you, every police officer is not brutal. I was on my way today out and was driving 16 miles over the speed limit. Two police cars pulled me over. Ho had their hand on the pistol, pulled me over. And he come to the window. He said, you know you're going 16 miles over the speed limit. He said, where you going? I said, I'm going to prayer in Macon, Mississippi. He said, well, you got a driver's license and insurance? And I said, yes. And I give him my driver's license and I give him my insurance card. And he went to the car and he kept looking and looking and looking. And I guess he said, no, I just can't give her no ticket. He come right on back to the car. He said, just slow it down. He said, and you have a blessed day. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Miracles, signs, and wonders. God will give you favor. He said he'll give you favor. Not only he'll give you favor, Jesus will give you favor with him where he can give you favor with man. Be encouraged on the day. Know that Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changeth not. He's still a miracle worker, a way maker, a promise keeper, a light in the darkness. God bless you.